The title of this short message is Before the Election. Before you vote. Before the election. In the writings of Peter, Peter says he was living in a time of civil unrest, upheaval, anarchy in many places. And we live in a time like that today. We have rioting in the streets. We have people wanting rights. We live in America. America and America's people ought to be first in our eyes. I'm going to quote from a couple of presidents in the past time, and we're going to look at a few verses in the Bible. Peter, in 2 Peter, 2nd chapter, says, "Suffering wrong is the wages of doing evil. They count it a pleasure to revel in the daytime. They are stains and blemishes, reveling in their deceptions, as they carouse with you. Having eyes full of adultery, they never cease from sin, enticing unstable persons, having a heart trained in greed and accursed children. Forsaking the right way, they have gone astray, having followed the way of Balaam." I think the way of Balaam is politicians. I will say that again. I think the way of Balaam is the way of our politicians today. Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he received a rebuke for his own transgression, for a dumb donkey, a donkey that couldn't speak, spoke. Speaking with the voice of a man, restrained the madness of the prophet. Again, in 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, verses 13 through 15, it says, "Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether to a king as the one in authority, or to governments or governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right. We should not take criminals, rapists, robbers, and put them up as national heroes. They're evildoers. We should instead delight in law and order. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether to a king or as to one in authority, or to governors sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do not do right. For such is the will of God, that by doing right you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. Act as free men, and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it for it as bond slaves of God. In Romans, the 13th chapter, we have another admonition by the Apostle Paul to the church of Rome, or to the churches of Rome. Now, we live in a time, I want to state this again, of civil unrest. This election that we're about to have here may be or may cause an absolute civil war in this country. There are people trying to take over the world and over the society. I don't believe in McCarthyism. I never did. He was an extreme radical. So many people on the right extreme, and on the left extreme are radicals. Radicals. Radical right, radical left. There ought to be some place in the middle ground. I want to say this one thing. America has had a tainted history. But brethren and sisters, we have one of the greatest countries in the world. My people and the Native American people were great subjects of what we call torment and upheaval and evil in this country. America has made many mistakes in history. American leaders, there have been many American leaders that were good men and tried to do good, and there were American leaders that were just evil from the very beginning. When you were born in my time, it was a different world than today. In the 1930s and 1940s, it was a different world than today. America fought in two great wars. And then we began to dabble in what we might call world affairs. Sometimes we didn't belong there at all. But every one of your fighting men that ever went into any danger for you and for the flag of America deserves great honor and respect. They did what they were told, right or wrong. We have a legacy to try to defend. I think lifetime politicians, many of them are blue-collar criminals or white-collar criminals, you might say. When the Republicans and the Democrats, neither one liked Donald Trump, I said, that's my man. Both sides have problems. That man's not a politician. That man is your fellow citizen that I believe is trying to do something for you in this country. Sometimes right and sometimes wrong. Sometimes too proud. And sometimes humbled. But he is our leader, and when we elected him, they tried to put him down. Before the election, before you vote, think about these things. My family have been radicals in history. John Paul Jones, Rand Paul, Ron Paul, my cousins. These people have been leaders and sometimes took some unusual stands about some things. But things we need to make ourselves think about what's going on in the world today. When we have riots in the streets and politicians are saying, yay, yay, yay. Something's wrong someplace, people. Anarchy, violence, murder, theft. Rioting? Groups have taken over whole cities? I'm not just talking about the blacks either, people. We're talking about no-go zones. I think when you move to America or where you're born in America, you ought to be number one. The country ought to be number one, important to you. My family left Indian Territory and came to California to be able to own some land because their land was being robbed from them. They came to California and they bought an acre of ground. My grandfather and grandmother. My great-grandmother came to California. And then my great-great-aunt, Mississippi Paul, came to California. And she lived there until she died. They came there to escape persecution. There have been no people in America more persecuted than the Native American people. And that's a black mark on history of America. From Andrew Jackson onward and before. But me as an American Indian, I am an American. And my country is very important to me. And I am a political scientist, and I taught Western civilization and American history and world history. And people, it isn't always real good. But you better pay attention to what's going on right in front of your nose. It's very important. One more time, we have an admonition of the Bible, of a Bible prophet, of a Bible apostle, the Apostle Paul. I'm going to read this to you from the Amplified Bible. Let every person be loyal and subject to the governing civil authorities, for there is no authority except by God. By His permission, by His sanction, and those that exist do so by God's appointment. Therefore, he who resists and sets himself up against the authorities resists what God has appointed and arranged in divine order. And those who resist will bring down judgment upon themselves. It seems like in America today, there is no right and there is no wrong. Come to America and you can vote in any language in the world. Us American Indians, we had to learn English or get beat up. But the rules have changed. The rules have changed. When I grew up, I was left-handed. But I was made to write right-handed. They never could teach me to shoot right-handed. But I learned to write right and left-handed. The judgment upon themselves by receiving the penalty due them. The far left side wants to disarm the police and to disfranchise them, so to speak. In California, there are sanctuary cities and sanctuary whole states. Shame on them. Allowing criminals to be criminals. And not arresting or doing anything about them. Our prisons are full of illegal aliens. Illegal outlaws. Outlaw aliens, people. And we're supporting their whole families. It's breaking the country. Something's wrong someplace. For civil authorities are not a terror to the people of good conduct. Don't worry about the law if you're doing the right thing. But to those who have a bad behavior, would you have no dread of him who is in authority? Then do what is right and you will receive his approval and commendation. For he is God's servant, for your good, but if you do wrong, you should dread him and be afraid, for he does not bear and wear the sword for nothing, the capital punishment. We don't even have that, people. The basis of all human government is capital punishment. Look, go back to Noah's time. What was the basis of the government? The basis of the government was to protect the people from each other. And the capital crime was death. And to protect the people from the government and the government from the people. Protect the outlaws. Now. Protect the outlaws. They have all kinds of rights. the basis of human government is to protect the people from the bad people and the people from the bad government. He is God's servant to execute his wrath, his punishment, and his vengeance upon the wrongdoer. Therefore, one must be subject. Only to avoid God's wrath and escape punishment, but also as a matter of principle and for the sake of conscience. You know when you're doing right and wrong. What we call sociopaths, those are people that don't have any knowledge or don't want to have any knowledge of what is right and what is wrong. They sear their conscience over to where it doesn't bother them when they kill a child or steal whatever they steal. America is plagued with what we call bad contractors. Illegal activities, like you're dealing with a mafia or something. For the same reason, you pay taxes. For the civil authorities are official servants under God, devoting themselves to attend to this very service. Render all men their duties. Pay taxes to whom taxes are due, revenue to whom revenue is due, and respect to whom respect is due, and honor to whom honor is due. Keep out of debt and owe no man nothing except to love one another. For he loves his neighbor, also practices loving others, has fulfilled the law relating to one fellow man, meeting all its requirements. If you do the right thing, you have nothing to fear. You should have nothing to fear. You should not have anything to fear if you go out and buy something. If you go out and have dealings with other men or other women, you should not have any fear. You should feel safe doing so. You should. Anybody disagree with that? Now, I want to go back in history. We're going to talk about, we have real good immigration laws. We don't need to reform our immigration, by the way, people. It works. It's been working for many years. For all of the last century, it worked. The problem is we have outlaws wanting to come in this country and demand rights. When they have no rights. They have no even foundation for rights. Calvin Coolidge, they call him Silent Cal, but he wasn't always silent, by the way. These are some of the words that he spoke so many years ago. In December the 6th, 1923. I think we ought to listen to this today. We have people coming into our country flying their country's flags. We have people coming in our country demanding to have the rights under their country or their religion's laws. They do not want to pay attention or to obey the Constitution of the United States of America. They want to be under their own laws, their own rules. If they want that, then let them go home. They should have never come here. Yeah. Silent Cal, Calvin Coolidge, insisted on assimilation as a condition of immigration in his December the 6th, 1923 message to Congress. Coolidge said, American institutions rest solely on good citizenship. We all ought to try to be good citizens. If you're not a good citizen, you ought to be in jail or executed. Simple as that. Citizens need to be protected from bad citizens. citizens need to be, and they have a country has a responsibility and a demand from God Himself to protect its people from outlaws. When outlaws become heroes, something's wrong. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Boy, they tore this country up for several years, robbing and stealing, and they became heroes. What's wrong with that? We were going through a depression. We had a terrible time in the 30s. Everything was going awry. People were starving to death. They were living on the streets. My people, after the Depression, lived in a rack, a little shack with a dirt floor with no running water, no electricity, and I grew up that way. It would do everybody good if they grew up that way. Because then you might appreciate what you got. You know, when something's given to you, you have no appreciation for it. Do you? I remember when I was young, before I was 5 years old, I was out picking cotton in the fields, working. We didn't have any shaves. We didn't have any toilets. We didn't have any rights. What we got a right to do was go and get 6 cents a pound for the cotton that we picked. And right out on the farm where I lived in California, Sonny Van Burst said, get in that trailer, boy. Get in there and stomp that cotton down now. Stomp that cotton down. You're not finished yet. I'd take my little sack of cotton up there, and I was a little bitty boy, and climb up in that thing like a child, getting that trailer boy and stomp that cotton down. I scared way up high. Probably 12, 14 feet high, those cotton trailers were. Marilyn went out in the fields there one time, her and her sister, they were going to make money. And how long did you work, Marilyn, out there in that hot sun?
5 minutes.
5 minutes, and you were finished. My grandmother picked 100 pounds of cotton a day at least. That was $6, people. With no water, with no rest times, no welfare, no food stamps, no Medi-Cal. People, something's wrong when people come here and want with both hands out. Yeah, they work, but they want all the benefits of a citizen. We were citizens. We were born citizens. We were abused as Indians in Indian Territory, so we came to California to be mistaken for white Okies. And we worked. And what we worked for, we got to keep. My grandfather in 1905 near Lawton, Oklahoma was killed for trespassing on his own land because they had confiscated his land because he wouldn't sign the Dawes Act, another treaty, which he said was no good because the last one wasn't any good. Over half the Cherokees in the American United States were disfranchised and taken. Their descendants don't even get any benefits from all that they had lost. American institutions rest solely upon good citizenship. We need to demand good citizenship. They were created by people who had background of self-government. New arrivals should be limited to our capacity to absorb them and into the ranks of good citizenship. America must be kept American. Get with it, people. Boy, have we gone too far. For this purpose, it is necessary to continue a policy of restricted immigration. It would be well to make such immigration of a selective nature with some inspection at the source and based either on prior census or upon the record of naturalization. You know what naturalization means? That you give up wherever you came from and become an American citizen. Either method would ensure the admission of those with the largest capacity of best intention of becoming American citizens. flying back home all the time and running around back and forth, sending all her money back and back home. I am convinced that our present economic and social conditions warrant a limitation of those to be admitted. We should find additional safety in the law requiring the immediate registration of all aliens. Immediate registration of all aliens. Those who do not want to be partakers of the American spirit ought not to settle in this country. Those who do not want to partake of the American spirit and the American Constitution shouldn't be here. Shouldn't be here. Years later, we had a president that was assassinated. We had a coup. Well, we had bad government, outlaw government sometimes, people. Outlaws running, nuts running the nut house sometimes. But from everything we ought to learn, we need to clean house. We need to drain the salt swamp, so-called. The lifetime politicians living off of you, predators and leeches of societies. Pretty mistletoe hanging on the tree, but it's a parasite. Parasites of society. 2,000 years ago, the proudest Roman citizen said, Civis Romanus sim. That means safety guaranteed for a free Roman citizen. Safety guaranteed for a free Roman citizen. You were an outlaw and you were a free Roman citizen. The Apostle Paul demanded that right. He said, should you slap and beat a Roman citizen? And they backed off and said, what? He was given a military escort from one place to the other because the Jewish outlaws were trying to murder him. It ought to be safe to walk your streets. It ought to be safe to walk in a grocery store and buy what you need. Or go into a dealership or buy a home. Or get a contractor to do work for you. You ought to be safe. A country, a nation owns those rights to its citizenship, to its constituents. Today in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is Ich bin ein Berliner. I am a Berliner. Now, John Fitzgerald Kennedy was making this speech in Berlin in June 26, 1963. Remember, a lot of bad things came out of Berlin, people. A lot of bad things in World War I and World War II. There are many people in this world who really don't understand or say they don't know what is the great issue between the free world and the communist world. The free world and the communist world. Let them come to Berlin if they want to see. Let them come to Berlin. There are some who say communism is the wave of the future. The wave of the future. The wave of the future. Let them come to Berlin. Let them go behind the Chinese curtain or the Korean curtain. Let them go to Russia and see how much freedom communism gave them. One of the greatest presidents we ever had, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Many people don't know how brilliant he was. He stayed out of the World War because the Irish problems. The Irish problems in New York and other great cities gave us trouble in the Civil War, in World War I, and World War II. The Irish did not want to go and defend Europe in any way because Europe was Great Britain to them. And they were greatly abused in Great Britain. He had to deal with that problem, people. Had to deal problem with war. And he kept saying, I don't believe in war. Eleanor doesn't believe in war, and my dog doesn't believe in war. But he knew what was going to happen in the back. He allowed Japan to attack us. He had to get into the war. Churchill kept telling him, leave Japan out of this, leave Japan out of this, leave them out. We don't need to. Well, Japan was in war already. When America declared war on Japan because they attacked us at Pearl Harbor, which now Roosevelt had an excuse to do, and before he was staying out of the war because the Germans were going into Russia because they knew we were going to have to fight Russia sooner or later, and they may as well let them get whooped down some. That was a brilliant. Without it, how many political scientists tell you that? That man stayed out of the war for a long time because they thought that Germany would go into Russia and wipe it out in 6 weeks. He sat back and said, we got to fight them anyway. If there aren't so many of them, we're going to fight less of them. Let it go on for a while. But he had to have an excuse to get into war. He went on. He laid back. He put all the money and all the troops, all of the equipment for the troops in Great Britain's hand as much as he could. On the Lend-Lease program, everything he could do. Because if Great Britain fell, the world would fall. Two men saved the world. Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt. Both men were great. But the greatest thinker of the two was Franklin Roosevelt. He thought through so many things. A lot of you that are staunch Republicans don't like that because he was a Democrat. His cousin was a Republican, but they were on the same page. All Franklin Roosevelt did was put in order and put in power what his cousin had already started. Remember? The right of a citizen? Remember what the right of a citizen is? The right of a Roman citizen is to be protected. You should have freedom and you should have protection as a citizen. The government is to protect you from. You have a right to accept and want and demand protection from the bad guy. If the government doesn't protect you from the bad guy, that government isn't doing its job. If the government doesn't protect you from the bad people, it's not doing the bad job, whether they be corporations or whatever. If the government doesn't protect you from the government, it's not doing its job. We're supposed to pray for our governments, aren't we? Pray for those in power. There are some that say communism is the wave of the future. Let them come to Berlin. Let them see for their eyes. Let them go to China. Let them go into Korea today. Russia. There are some who say in Europe and elsewhere, we can work with the communists. Let them come to Berlin, East and West Berlin. My father fought in World War II with Patton, General Patton. General Patton saw a dark pattern in the Russians. He says, "Why don't we're here, why don't we just whip them now?" Somehow he died. Churchill says, you know, when you're wrestling with Russia, you don't know whether he's ally or whether he's about to eat you. He's like an alligator wrestling with an alligator or a tiger. We can work with communism. what happened? Berlin was supposed to be split in four pieces. And Russia wanted it all. Russia went into Berlin and tried to grab all the munitions and all of the scientific laboratories. And they began to fire on their ally, the American. Whoever came near Berlin was fired upon. Patton said, let's just go ahead and finish the job. That was bad politics, you know. But it was truth. We had problems, didn't we? We still have problems with communism? Do we still have problems with Islam? Because they won't assimilate? They want to be Islam? They want to be under Sharia law? And the illegal aliens want to celebrate Cinco de Mayo and wave their flags. They don't want to be Americans. Let them go home and let them be where they want to be, where they want to act like, where they want to live, where they want to talk the lingo. If you're American, you ought to speak the language of America. We had to as American Indians. We had to, and this was our land. But we were made to speak American English. If you can't speak English, you shouldn't be able to vote. Whoa, that's a wild, radical statement, isn't it? Isn't it reasonable at all? But it's so radical today because we're mixed up in such a goulash of understanding and reasoning today. We're not even under the Constitution of the United States. We're under 1,000 constitutions. Anybody in this country, well, they want to talk their own lingo. They want to do like they did back home. Let them go back home. He said, let them come to Berlin if they want to see how great this source of new enlightenment is. They say that we can work with communists. Let them go to Berlin. Are there even a few who say that it's true that communism is an evil system, but it permits us to make economic progress? Laissez-les knock Berlin common. Let them come to Berlin. Freedom has many difficulties and democracy is not perfect. I say that. Our history is not perfect. But if we want to continue to exist, we have to exist as the American people with America as our foundation. The American Constitution as our foundation. We need to be protected from bad government and we need to be protected from bad people. But we have never had to put a wall up to keep our people in, have we? We have never put a wall up to prevent them from leaving us. Have we? What's going on? We've never had put walls up to keep our people from going someplace else. We've never had to put walls up to keep our people here. They're not prisoners. They're not incarcerated. But they do. They do. Before you vote, before the election, think on these things. Think on these things. Let every person be in subject to the government authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. America, many times, have rigged elections. We have rigged elections. We have dishonest elections. That's a fact. Study history. The people many times, most of the time, don't elect the people who they're voting for. Something wrong someplace, people. Something wrong someplace. our government exists by the mercy and by the what we might call the permissive will of God. And you have a responsibility. We have to do the best we can to do the right thing. First of all, we owe it to God. And we need to put people in our society that protect us from bad government and protect us from bad decisions and protect us from anarchists and civil war. Abraham Lincoln wanted to limit slavery to the states where slavery was. He laid his life on the line to free the American slaves. But I want to tell you something, people. There were more Indian slaves in American history than there ever were black slaves. There were more Indian slaves in America than there were ever black slaves. And it went on much longer. They were still selling Indian slaves in Los Angeles in 1869. It was wrong. Blacks don't have anything to holler about. Abraham Lincoln wanted to send them off in some other colony and let them do all right there because they didn't think that they would have equal opportunity here. And a lot of the black people, they looked down on Abraham Lincoln and said, Lincoln was the most racist president. Hogwash. Abraham Lincoln died for you to have freedom. He was murdered because of that. We had a civil war that if he'd have lived, he could have healed it up. But that went on for over 100 years after he died. I lived in it, people. I saw it. I'm an old man. And I'm a scared old man today when I saw our world change and turn upside down. Our world has changed, people. But it's about to change more if we don't do something about it. If we don't demand law and order. Vote from Romans the 13th chapter and 1 Peter the 2nd chapter and 2 Peter. What do you have running society? Outlaws, do you want more of them? You want to turn the outlaws on you? And handcuff the police? Yes, police make mistakes. They're human. But it shouldn't cause national riots and cause outlawry in all the streets and misbehaving. You don't have a reason to misbehave. You want to protest? Make it a peaceful protest. Make it heard. Try to get laws passed to protect the country from the outlaws and the citizens from the outlawing. Our Father, I send this message out to make people think. Father, it is a message for today. It's current events. It is things we need to pay attention to now. And you know it. You put it down in your word. You put down all the rules. Put down society, rules for society, and the laws in the Old Testament and in the New. Yes, we need to be protected from each other and entities that become so large that they take over. Government so strong that they do what they want to, not what the people wish. Father, please use this message for your honor and glory. Let us always remember our Savior that died for us, that we might be free. And help us remember that freedom isn't free. In Jesus' name we pray.